Avians, Scene 1, Plans. Raisa watched the glider, careful not to lift her face towards the sky. This made her eyeballs ache, but she already had one argument brewing with her mother, and she didn't need more trouble. When the glider flew behind the mountain, she glanced over her shoulder to see if there was anyone watching from the mansion, and risked a look up. There were no more gliders. The garden provided a magnificent view of Celadon's planetary rings. They formed a vast, gleaming arch overhead, splitting the blue sky in two. The sun made them glitter brightly to the east. It was almost time for her morning lessons. If she ducked in through the servants' entrance and slipped by the kitchen, she might be able to dart upstairs without meeting her mother. Lady Maria Wing didn't believe in airing family disputes in front of staff, so if Raisa could make it to the classroom, she'd be in the clear until lunch. Mostly. Mr. Hansen's lessons weren't the sanctuary they used to be. All of Raisa's weekend homework questions had been about food. The price of cheese, aged for 5 years, compared to 3. The cost of muffins if you used blueberries brought by airship from another mountain. She could have ordered these things from the kitchen, so she knew her tutor had taken sides in the struggle to make her eat. He'd say he was concerned for her, but Raisa knew the truth. Her mother was behind it. Raisa was heading for the side entrance when the grand back door swung open. "Raisa, may I speak to you, please?" Lady Maria was wearing the ring. Something important was happening. Raisa smoothed her silk blouse, straightened her shoulders, and went to stand before her mother. "There will be no lessons for you today. I have given Mr. Hansen the week off." "Why?" "Your sister will be having her baby soon. Today or tomorrow, the midwife hopes. So we don't need visitors in the house." "What am I supposed to do?" "It's a beautiful day," her mother said. "You could accept that invitation to go riding with the Bjornsons." Raisa scowled. The Bjornsons would be useful allies to the Wing dynasty, and Rajit Bjornsson was 15, barely a year older than she was. He was afraid of caterpillars, which Raisa thought contemptible, but that wouldn't rule him out in her mother's eyes. "Rajit won't want to get his clothes dirty," she complained. She knew a suggestion that his family couldn't afford to replace his riding clothes would count against him. Her mother lifted an eyebrow, then shrugged. "If you like, I will give young Mel from the kitchen the day off, too. She can make a picnic lunch for you both." Mel was almost Raisa's age, and sat in on Raisa's lessons whenever the chef could spare her. The girl never reproached Raisa when she left her food uneaten, so lunch with her would be a pleasure compared to the glares, the pleading, and the recriminations of a meal with mother. Raisa hesitated. It was clearly a peace offering, and a chance to get away for a while, but Raisa was suspicious. "You could fly kites with her," her mother continued. Raisa narrowed her eyes. "You don't want me here." "Your grandmother, the midwife, and I all agree it would be best if you don't visit Nikki until it's over." They didn't want her to see Nikki's fear or pain, she supposed. And then a darker thought flooded her heart with ice. "Nikki's not going to die, is she?" "Nikita's young and strong. She'll be fine." Her mother's jaw was tense. Raisa's chest was so tight she fought to draw breath. "Tell me the truth." "First pregnancies can be dangerous," her mother said. "There have been women in our line that died in childbirth. Nikki is overdue, and the risk increases with every day that passes." Raisa stumbled to the garden bench and dropped onto it. The 3-year difference in their ages had never mattered much until Nikki married. More than a big sister, she had been a best friend and a protector. Nikki's pregnancy had not only been her way to get the husband she wanted, it had been a means to shelter Raisa from the dynasty's marriage schemes. If Nikki produced a daughter, she'd take the metal ring and become Lady Nikita. Under her, with the line assured, Raisa's marriage would cease to be a priority. Raisa had been lonely ever since Nikki's wedding. But now the fear of losing her sister completely swirled darkly. Not only that, but if Nikki died, it would all fall on Raisa. She was the only other girl, She would have to preserve the line. Risa clenched her hands in her lap. The metal ring would be hers, whether she wanted it or not. After her 15th birthday, the dynasty would throw every resource it had into seeing her married. Her mother sat beside her. The ring gleamed dull gray on her finger, and Risa thought it had never looked so cold. "When you married Dad," she whispered, "did you love him?" "I love him now," her mother said. "That's more important."
"When Grandma was Lady Rhiannon, did she let you have any say?"
"No," her mother admitted, "but we turned out to be well matched. It was a good plan." Risa stared at her feet. She had plans of her own.